First of all, why don't we start off with why is this going to be reopened?
I think as with all cold case murder cases, that they are actually closed. And obviously as part of Police Scotland, we've had an opportunity to look at this case. So far, we've done in effect a kind of paper sift to see, just have a look at the case papers, make sure we still have all the original statements and the productions that were seized at the time and were retained. And having done that and with liaison with Crown Office, obviously we've come at the stage where we've been instructed to carry out a full reinvestigation today of the murder.
And obviously, if I got my facts right, 37 years ago it was. That's quite a bit of time, you know. What technology is needed to get some new information?
Yeah, I mean, as you say, it was July 1978 that Brenda was actually murdered. Now, obviously, part of our reinvestigation will be to go around and re-interview some of the key witnesses. We know, unfortunately, some have died in the interim period, obviously, almost 40 years ago. And the big thing is, you know, the advancement in forensic techniques over that 40-year period is something we'll look at as well. Clearly, things which would not have been done at that time, just, you know, things like DNA that just wasn't around at that time. So it'll give us an opportunity to have a refresh of that as well.
So what advanced technology is there then that you guys can use?
There's lots. I mean, the obvious thing is, back in 1978, you would have been looking at really just blood grouping and probably fingerprints and fibres, but clearly a lot of advances in DNA and that type of work. So that's one of the things we'll certainly be considering moving forward.
Is it, you know, sometimes it happens with these kind of cases that maybe a body would need to be exhumed? Would that be the case in this?
No, I don't see that as being necessary. There was a full post-mortem done at the time. You know, the cause of death was established. I don't think that, I really don't see any possibility that will be required.
This seems to be a case that kind of grabbed the public's attention. Do you expect that to happen again? And do you think that might help actually jog people's memories to think, actually, maybe I know something that I didn't tell police before?
I mean, at the time, it was a massive inquiry. There was, I think, 3,500 people were spoken to during the inquiry. 2,500 statements were obtained. So it certainly gripped the imagination. And, you know, periodically, it's made the media as a kind of unsolved case. So I'd certainly hope today, with the publicity, that if there's anyone who either was spoken to at the time and maybe remember something different, or maybe somebody who was, you know, was never actually seen at the time, if they've got any information at all, no matter how insignificant they think it is, that they would come forward and speak to us.
And obviously it came out a few weeks after her death that she had been working as an escort. Is that a line that you guys are kind of keen to look down that route to see if anything else can be found?
It's a reinvestigation, you know, almost it's a day one, almost like the murder happened today. So, yeah, we're aware that she worked as an escort at the time. We'll remain open-minded to see if that's potentially connected with the murder. But at this stage, it's just one of many paths that we'll have to go down and have a look at.
So it's about cleaning the slate, starting afresh and, you know, with no prejudice, nothing, and just looking at it as if it's a brand new case.
Absolutely. It's only way you can go. You can't go in with preconceived ideas or you may miss things. So you start afresh and really build up from the start again.
And are you guys pretty confident that, you know, something could be solved here?
We're obviously hoping that we can get justice for Brenda. As you say, it's almost 40 years ago. And we'll put the necessary resource into the reinvestigation and hopefully we can get it to, you know, a stage where we'll be able to identify the killer.
I'm just thinking, is there any way that you guys have a timeline of what happened that night? I've tried to look for it in various places and not been able to find that. You know, what, to your knowledge, is the timeline of that night or day that Brenda was killed?
Well, I think in basic terms, it was Friday the 14th of July, 1978, and Brenda hadn't turned up for work that day. So a work colleague went to check on her about 3 o'clock in the afternoon and couldn't get any answer at the door and called on a neighbour. My belief is the neighbour had a key and the work colleague went in and found Brenda murdered. From inquiries at the time, she was last seen about 2:30 in the morning of that day, leaving the T-Tops Hotel in Springfield Road in Aberdeen. So, you know, we're looking at that kind of timescale between 2:30 and when she was found at 3 o'clock for the actual murder occurring.
So you guys are going to try and work on that and see what you can get from that then?
Yeah, I mean, as I say, you start, it's day one, almost, you know, take it that the murder's just been discovered and work your way through, obviously, with the vast amount of work that was already done in the statements. And as I say, there'll be absolutely need to go and maybe re-interview some of those key witnesses at the time.